Good evening and welcome to Agar Meditations. Once again, we've been off here and there. That's because we have a lot of work. And thank you for joining today. We have a lot of meaningful work that's happening. We recently concluded another Nadi Pariksha workshop. We have been conducting a lot of trainings, enabling a lot of people to help other people heal. And now we have, in the last 2 weeks, been asking questions in the Agar Meditation group about how many of you are actually practicing meditations? How many of you are sitting in meditation? It's not about Agar meditation. You are sitting in any kind of meditation. And we were not surprised because most people said that they were yet to start meditating. They had chosen the option D. So, and that's the reason why this Agar meditation session is. So in fact, we made this a meditation satsang. That's because we wanted this session to be interactive in the second part. In the first part, we would give some meditations. And before that, I want to just start by giving you a small anecdote to set the ground for today's meditations. Now, there was this lady who used to come to us, and one of the things that she needed was meditations to heal. She did not have any complaints, but she had a few nagging problems in her body and her mind, which she needed to fix. And it would be just simple meditations. It would have taken simple dietary changes which she just disregarded. She just did not heed into any of the guidelines that we had set. With the result, we realized that slowly her body started deteriorating, and then she was diagnosed with a terminal illness, which is when she came back to actually start meditating. But this time she was not meditating to realize her divinity, but she was meditating primarily to get rid of her illness and to actually get back her life. So this is where the question is. What are you meditating for? What are you meditating for? Are you meditating to realize your divinity? What does this exactly mean? Why should I realize my divinity? Why can't I have all the joy, all the pleasures while I'm in this physical body? So at 20, I have some pleasures. At 30, I have some money and discover some more pleasures. At 40, I am sick of being the dependent one or others depending on me. And so I go out and discover some more pleasures. At 50, I'm just tired of having these kids around me, so I want to discover some more pleasures. At 60, I have finally retired, and now I want to discover some more pleasures. And at 70, before my body begins to complain or before the complaints become more, I want to discover some pleasures. At 80, the pleasures seem to diminish, and I want to carry some memories. And at 90, it just goes on and on and on. And many of us here are in that league where we constantly want to experience one or the other kind of pleasure. Every day there's something new. So what are we meditating for? What is the whole objective? What is the whole purpose? Okay, you discover your divinity, and what else after that? So primarily, this is the question that needs to be answered so that you know, you are clear in your head why you need to meditate. The most important part of realizing your divinity is to understand that you actually do not have to struggle. You don't need to struggle. That is the most important part. So If you don't struggle, then how do you live? Because we constantly have been listening to our peers, our seniors, our parents, and other people that life is a struggle. So that's the whole part. Life is not a struggle. Life is a challenge. And if you did not understand that life is a challenge, then life becomes a struggle. And what are these challenges for? Look at a honeybee, for example. A honeybee goes out, flying from flower to flower. The comb is God knows where, but you just see the honeybee. But if you look around you, you won't see the honeycomb. The honeybee has flown quite a distance, goes into each and every flower, collecting the honey, and its body gets filled with all the pollen, and it goes on from flower to flower. And then because of its action, there are so many other flowers which get fertilized by the pollen of the honeybee. The honeybee doesn't know that the flowers are getting fertilized. The honeybee is just busy collecting honey. It just comes and deposits all the honey along with its saliva in the comb. It's a collective action. And when all this collective action happens, then finally, there's a lot of honey that is available to the bees. Now forget the part that we are collecting the honeybee. That's not a part of this discussion. But the point is that the honeybee just relentlessly and selflessly just goes about collecting all this honey. And all the bees finally enjoy, and then they empty the honeycomb and then go and set up another honeycomb elsewhere. Take a butterfly, for example. Take birds, for example. Take any animal, for example. All of them are selfless. They don't know that the seeds that come out of their other end germinate and become trees. They just don't know. They're just going about doing as nature directs them. The whole reason of all that we do is primarily to get as close to nature as possible. We are the only species on this planet which have completely disregarded nature and become away from nature. We are the only ones who listen to the mind's voice and who do not listen to the divine voice. We are the only species. Can you believe this? We consider ourselves at the top of the ladder, but we are the most foolish ones. There is no creature on this planet which struggles for food the way we do. There's no other creature on this planet which struggles the way we do. There's no other creature on this planet which pays rent. There's no other creature on this planet which wants to own anything. They all just own the moment. They're just living every moment. And when they live every moment, whatever they need is provided. It's already there. And this is exactly what we need to do. We need to just live this moment. And when I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating, I'm not being philosophical. In fact, I've tried this. When I go to certain cities, I don't carry money at all. Just to know, can I survive without money? And I find people who come to me to transport me from one place to another, not for money. The people who feed me, not for money. And then I have my work. And so that gives me everything that I need. So I have lived through times without money. In fact, one of our upcoming trainings, we had somebody, a farmer, who wants to learn how to diagnose. And he said he doesn't have much money. So we are bartering with Tur Dal. You give us Tur Dal and we'll give you the training. So we are bartering. So we are doing different things just to make sure that money doesn't become the source of our struggle. So if we connect to the divine self, then we are told how we have to proceed, what we have to do, when to do, how much to do. Everything is being told to us. But where is this everything? This comes from the depths of silence, from the depths of silence. And if you want to connect to the depth of silence, then you have to become silent. And that's the reason why we do all the practice that we do. That's the reason, that's the objective of our meditation, is to listen to this inner voice. You know, there are times when I used to go to the forest and I would catch out of a tribal, go, and he would take me deep into the forest and just leave me there. So much absolute noiselessness, absolutely quiet, extremely quiet, so quiet that you can listen to your heartbeat, so quiet that you can listen to your breath, so quiet that you can listen to your mind's voice. It is that silence that animals enjoy which helps them connect to their divine self, to their inner voice, without any trouble. And we believe that we are the evolved ones and we are the only ones who connect to the divine self. In fact, for them, they are just being consciousness. The mind would require them to manipulate, to think, which animals also do sometimes. But we do all the time. And this is the reason why we have started today's session. So welcome again. And now let us connect to the maypole. Just connect to the silence now. So for all those who have joined us for the first time, make sure that if you're sitting down, do not use the backrest. Raise your hips a few inches above the ground using blankets or pillows or maybe a plank. If you are sitting on a chair, make sure that you move to the edge of the chair so your knees are a few inches lower than your sit bones. If you're sitting on a couch, move to the edge of the couch so you don't have to slouch your back. You can follow these instructions, which are pretty easy and straight. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from the seat, walk up to this pole, hold on to any of the ribbons that appeal to you, and walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety, any anger that you might be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, any pain, distress, any guilt, any sadness, any fears that you've been carrying within you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any weakness, or even a sense of fatigue that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine energy. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from accepting this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Now, many of you started saying that you are yet to start meditation. So there is this tiredness when you wake up in the morning. So you want to start meditating in the morning, and that's the thought with which you go to bed. But in the morning, when you wake up, your mind is constantly telling you 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, next minute, a little later, and then you don't have any time sit in meditation and that time is over and now is the time for you to get ready. This is most probably the usual reason why people are not able to meditate. I'm not sure if there are other reasons. Some other reasons could be just disinterested. But then let's explore what is meditation. Is just sitting in one place for 1 hour or half an hour or 20 minutes. Is that all meditation? Is that all? Can something else also be meditation? So my mentor, he went to his mentor. They were in the US. They went to their mentor's house. They said, we would like to meditate with you. And his mentor told him, very well, let's meditate. And then they got ready and started going shopping. So my mentor and his wife just looked at each other and said, this is interesting. So let's just see what we have to learn in this. So they went shopping and then they had to buy certain groceries or clothes and things like that. So they just went shopping. And my mentor and his wife were surprised. And finally, the women were shopping and the men were just sitting. At which point in time, he asked his mentor, what is this all about? And this is the answer he said. Meditation is not only about sitting in one place. Meditation is about being alert and aware of everything that's happening inside and outside. That is the real meditation, which means that you are not the mind. The mind is throwing so many thoughts every second. So being awareness, you're just observing these thoughts. Your mind says 2 minutes, is it interesting? The mind wants rest. The mind is asking, but does the mind really rest? Does the mind get tired? No, the mind is projecting a desire. When you're going out and say that you look at a beautiful motorbike or a beautiful car, and suddenly the mind says, wow, next year, I want to buy this car. The mind is projecting all the desires. So in your awareness, if you're just observing, you'll say, interesting, the mind has so many desires. But if you're not in your awareness, then you believe that you want that car. How many times have you purchased something that you believed you wanted, and soon after you purchase, all the joy is just finished? How many of you here, with a show of hands, if you could tell, that you wanted to buy something, and then soon after you bought it, the joy of having it got finished within no time? Right? That's because that's the mind's voice that you're listening to. But if you are listening to the divine self, then you would just observe and say that, interesting, the mind is projecting its desire once again. You're just observing it. So when you are observing it, it's okay for the mind to do that. That's the nature of the mind. But you are not the mind. You are awareness. You're simply awareness. So while the thoughts project, you observe. While the body behaves, you observe. Anything happens, you just observe. Make observing a habit. That's meditation. Even while sitting in meditation, what do? You observe. That's the same thing that you're doing all the time. You observe. While you're talking, listening to what you are talking. Don't listen. You have to listen to what the other person is saying, but what's more important is to be observant of what you are talking. Are you talking from the mind, or are you talking from the divine self? How is the talking happening? So be aware of the talking that's happening through you. And you will realize that the words that you speak get better, get refined, there's less complicated. You're much better. All that happens only because you are now being awareness and everything is happening through the body. And that's exactly what I've been telling you. But then the topic of this, of today's meditation, is that your time is not endless. When I mean your time, I mean the body's time. You are being the body, mind, ego at this moment. says the body mind ego, your time is not endless. We all live as if we are eternal beings, as if the body is eternal. We believe if we lose this moment, if we don't do it now, we believe it's okay. We believe it's okay tomorrow. We believe it's okay if we can do it tomorrow morning. And the tomorrow morning just keeps postponing to tomorrow morning, tomorrow morning, tomorrow morning. It never comes. And every day, your abilities go on reducing. Your faculties become weaker and weaker and weaker until you realize that you're not able to sit straight. You're not able to observe. The mind's voice is so noisy that you just can't observe. You can't keep your eyes closed. Now, what do? At the time, now you go on to Google Play or you go to Apple Store, and then you purchase a meditation app and listen to another voice that is trying to control you, but telling you to do this and do that. And then you do that and you believe that you meditated, and then you give yourself some brownie points. Is that meditation? You're not even observing, you're listening, and you're just following orders. It's just like you training a dog. So this notion, this belief that you have endless time is really silly. How many times have we seen in our consultations where people just robbed all their time into pleasures, and finally when the time came where they had to meditate, they simply couldn't because the mind's voice was not allowing them to. While you have time, I would suggest you start the practice. You can start the practice so that you can be much better, so that you can develop this practice. And as you age, you have this practice alone, which is with you. Remember, when you get older and when your sensory faculties get weak, people begin to disregard you. They begin to just move away from you. That's because they have to put that much more effort to communicate with you. At that time, the only thing that can really come to your aid is your practice of observing. Look at how the senior citizens are in this age. They're all hooked onto the television, hooked onto television serials. They have no clue how to communicate about the years of struggles and efforts and learnings that they've gone through. They have no listeners. And now they're just hooked on to something that is going to, they believe is going to give them some happiness, while it is just robbing them of their time. They're also poor, so poor that they can't even listen to themselves. The practice of observation is gone. It cannot come when you want it. You have to go to it when the mind's voice is still not very strong. But now the mind's voice gets louder every day you drop the practice, until it gets so loud that it can just take you away from yourself. So I'm opening the forum now to ask, what is stopping you? What is stopping you from meditating every day? And if that is not the point, are there any questions you have that you probably have to take you deeper? Anyone here would want to ask? What is stopping you? How many of you here still do not meditate every day? Anyone here who doesn't meditate every day? Okay. So my question to you, what is stopping you from meditating every day? Yes, Basha? Do you want to unmute?
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
As you said, each and every point is correct, actually. The correct time to meditate is in the morning. But actually, we skip meditation due to like procrastination, like for sleeping, involving in some other activity, having some cup of tea, then we meditate, then it becomes time to get ready for the office. So just like then we thought of we will do it in the evening. Then we don't get evening time, just like we watching some TVs and get into the mobiles. Then again, the day is gone. Then again, we try for the next day. But we really like to do the meditation and it is really giving us very joyful. But we are not doing for the reasons, as I mentioned.
You can tell about yourself. Don't say we. You can say I. Because
yes,
you are,
I. Yeah, correct. I.
All right. So see, the point is there has to be some clarity. There has to be some caution because you are losing valuable time. You're losing valuable time. That's the only thing that you can never get back. You've lost it to eternity. It's gone. You're not going to get back. And until you get that reality into your mind that you're not going to get back time, you will not sit and meditate. See, I know what it is. I've seen people who are suffering only because they can't just silence their mind. There are people coming with fictitious fears, with all kinds of phobias, only because the mind's voice is too loud. The mind is misdirecting them, getting them to believe in hallucinations, getting them to believe in something unreal. But why would you want to get in there? I mean, why? I simply can't understand the lethargy. I can't understand the carelessness with which you are approaching life. I mean, it's life. This is so precious. But why aren't you living this life that you have? Which other life are you looking at? So, if you
doctor,
yes, please.
When I really start meditating, for example, starting with the Maypole meditation, to get into that feel, at least I have to meditate for 30 to 40 minutes, at least it takes. It's for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes meditation. It doesn't feel like I am meditating. It is just like a ritual. I am just sitting and then come to the form. So
okay.
I don't find something 30 to 40 minutes time. If I don't find, then I am skipping that. That is the main issue.
Okay, what time do you wake up?
I wake up around 5:30.
Why can't you wake up at 4:30?
Yes, that is the issue.
There's no issue here.
Usually, sometimes I wake up. Again, that day happens also. Then the next morning, it doesn't happen. It just skips.
There has to be just consistency. Sleep is necessary, but not important. Don't give it so much importance that you will skip the most important thing. The most important thing is life. And if you are going to just sleep when life is happening, then you have lost life itself.
Correct.
So what else do you have? If you've lost life, what else do you have? It's gone. You've just lost it all. Everything. And then you have this mundane work from Monday to Friday, which you do for something that you call money, with which you live in a place called your rented house, your own house. If it's own house, you work because you have to pay some EMI. I mean, like, nothing amounts to life. Those are transactions that you're doing only to while away your time. But when are you living? So there are others here who raised their hand, who said that they are not meditating regularly. What are your reasons also the same? If you don't want to talk, you can use the chat. Are your results also the same? It's very important that we start meditating, that we discover life. Life has such beautiful miracles. It is so beautiful. When we look at the birds, when we look at the animals, when we look at everything, we feel so happy. We feel so happy. In fact, when during COVID, we had peacocks near my house. And there were people who took videos and pictures and posted it on the internet, and it was a buzz. There's so many people who just had so much pleasure. They felt so happy when they saw birds of the forest come into the city. And it was miraculous. How would it be if you could just live those miracles every day? How would it be that if you felt the same kind of happiness every day? How would it be if we had the same kind of joy every day? Why does it have to be exotic? Why does it have to be once in a time? You have no clue. You have no clue of the gifts. You won't believe because you first want it to happen. Then only then you will believe. But life is different. You have to believe, so it happens. So how many of you who are not meditating every day will at least attempt to just spend a few minutes observing your breath, observing your thought, observing your movement? As you're walking, observe the movement of the arms and legs. How many of you are willing to at least attempt, so that you can get to some kind of practice? Nobody? Will you attempt? Okay. It's important for you to attempt. Please attempt. You will know how beautiful that is. Even just observing yourself is so beautiful. Observing your thoughts is so beautiful. You know, when you go on observing, then the thoughts become more selective. You choose when you think the thought happens. If you don't think, then thinking doesn't happen. Your mind is absolutely quiet. Isn't that beautiful? No thought. So I have a question here. Sir, my problem is some days getting into the meditation easy. Some days there's a lot of chatter in the mind. Calming the mind takes some time and effort. Is there a technique to calm the mind fast? Yes, we've shared this technique. There's so many techniques to calm the mind. It's very simple. We can just do this practice right now. It's very simple. Mr. Athanachanda, I'll just come back to you in a minute. It's very simple. So you just imagine there is a hook on the top of your head. Okay? And this hook has a rope which goes on top of a pulley and comes right in front of your hands. Now, when you have chatter in the mind, you just have to hold on to this rope and just pull it so your back just becomes straight. Your back and the neck and head just become straight. The moment it becomes straight, you will see that your thoughts just vanish. This is just one technique. Like this, there's so many techniques. If you have a lot of thoughts, bless the thoughts. This is another technique. Just raise your hand in blessing. Bless the thought. The thoughts will just vanish. There's just so many thoughts. Don't try to empty the thoughts. Don't try to resist the thoughts. The more you try to resist, the worse it gets. So just bless the thoughts and they'll just go away. And watch your digestion. That's more important. When what you've eaten does not digest well, the next morning usually is more clutter in the mind. So watch your digestion. Watch what you eat. Yes, Mr. Athanachanda, you had raised your hand. Can you? Mr. Athanachanda, do you want to say something? All right. So the most important part is to just observe. Even if you have, even if the mind begins to chatter, observe it, observe it, observe it. This is very, very important. The most important part is observation. Develop this observation of every faculty of yours. The heart is beating, observe. You have some time, you just observe how your habits happen. Observe the habits. Your hand wants to reach out to the mobile. Observe it, and you will realize that while the habit wants the mobile, you realize that you actually are living through a habit. You're actually watching this habit just unravel itself, just unwind itself. This habit is just wanting to execute itself. And when you observe, you can get rid of all these habits. The power of observation is amazing. It can get you out of so many habits, getting into silence so well. And you just have to practice it every day. Anything that you want, you just have to just practice observing, observing, and observing. That's all. Yes, Shilpa, keep it extremely short, specifically for you.
Gok, when you said observe when walking and whatever we're doing, when I do that, I realize that I slow down. Whether I'm cooking or walking, I take more time when I'm observing what I'm doing.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you. So all of you, just practice observing. What is more important is living that moment. That's the most important part. Live that moment. We all, how many of you find it difficult to slip into sleep, and how many of you find it difficult waking up in the morning? Can you raise your hands? How many of you find it difficult to go to sleep, and how many of you find it difficult to wake up in the morning? Can you show your hands, please? The one thing that we all do is, the only reason why we can easily go to sleep is because we are feeling content. And that contentment comes from living the moment. Live the moment so you will feel content. And that contentment gives you good sleep, and it's the same contentment which gets you to wake up early in the morning and fresh. It's very simple. You just have to live the moment. So live every moment that you have with you at this very instance. Just observe. Just observe your body, observe your sensory faculties, observe your thoughts. Just go on observing. You can talk to people. It's not that you're just not talking to people. You can talk to people. While you're talking to them, you observe your talking. While you're interacting with them, while you're shaking your head, observe the shaking. Observe how your mannerisms are. Observe how your behavior is. Observe everything about you. How well do you know yourself? Observe everything about you. And that'll take you deeper. So do this as a weekly practice. This week, just do this practice of just observing everything about you. Just get your understanding of yourself deeper. Yes, Basha.
Doctor, it means observing itself your meditation's form?
Observing is meditation. When you're observing as a self. You're observing the mind, you're observing the thoughts. So who is observing?
Okay.
Who is observing? I'm asking you.
I myself.
Who is this I?
This I, as you said, it's kind of emptiness.
That's exactly perfect. That emptiness is the real you. So to experience that emptiness, you have to just observe. And when you experience that emptiness, you will realize that emptiness is also fullness. Observe this. Right. Observe there's nothing, nothing apart from that. For you to have that experience, otherwise it's all books and phrases and paragraphs, paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs and thick books that really mean nothing unless you've had an experience. To experience it, just observe, and you will see that, you will just know. I remember many years ago, I'm not going to take much time, just going to close it with this small anecdote. Many years ago, I was in Belgaum, and I have a friend who is a father as in a priest, a Christian priest. He had called me over to visit him, so I went to his place. It's called the Divine Mercy Church in Belgaum. And I was staying there with him. One day, it was Happy Feast, and he asked me, Mahesh, can you give a sermon? Can you deliver a sermon to the parishioners? It was a very new kind of a request for me. I said, okay. So there was a magazine which said Krista Prakash. That was the name of the magazine. I looked at that magazine and I just flipped the pages. It said the fifth commandment. So I just read the fifth commandment. I came back to my room, and that evening I had to give the talk. So I came back and I opened my laptop, connected to the internet, and I asked and I looked up, what is the fifth commandment? And it said that legal killing, illegal killing, and all that. I said, something is missing. This is not how it is. It can't be so shallow. So I sat in my meditation. I just sat in silence and I asked, what is the fifth commandment? And from there, I received the guidance. Thou shalt not kill is the fifth commandment. And what does that mean? Do not kill the love of God for the sake of the ego. It was so beautiful. And that was the topic that I delivered. And there were people who came and asked me, this is the hilarious part. They asked me, are you Mahesh Krishnamurti or are you Mahesh Krishnamurti? Because you spoke what is there in the Bible. When you get into silence, you get to truth. And every single text out there which is leading you to truth will reveal itself to you when you align with truth. And when you're observing, you're aligning with the truth, the eternal truth. And when you are aligning with the eternal truth, you're aligning with that which can bring to you anything you need. Even for a moment, you will not feel separated from the self. Even for a moment, you will not feel desolate. Even for a moment, you will not feel threatened. Because the self is always living. It simply cannot separate itself from itself. It cannot give experience of suffering. That's the reason why I'm telling you, meditate, meditate, meditate. Well, thank you so much for joining today. Let's again meet next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week. Thank you very much.